welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing, the podcast where I try to teach you about content marketing 10 minutes at a time. Now, you know, sometimes I do interview shows, which if you're a regular listener, regular subscriber, the last episode was that. Did an interview with Laura Nunemaker. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot just because, you know, in my business, I tend to work with folks who are running digital businesses for the most part, where Laura was really focused more on the brick and mortar businesses and, you know, the issues around that. And I just thought that was really, just really enlightening. And, you know, I realized after the fact that, you know, last week's episode was actually my 40th episode. I don't think I realized that until I started posting it and publishing it. You know, these milestones are a little false or whatever, but it always gets me sort of thinking and reflecting on what I'm doing, where I'm going. You know, I'm trying to make this relevant or as relevant as I can to you, the small business owner, the creative, you know, the folks like you who are trying to get your work out there, trying to connect with people. And in reflecting, it got me thinking about a couple things. One, running a small business is really difficult. I know this firsthand. And really, above all, you have to stay focused on your customer. And these two things, I guess, sort of felt paired to me, and I wanted to sort of examine that a little bit. First of all, yes, running a small business is difficult. I've been doing this for a little bit over 2 years in my own business, and if you're anything like me, one, there are so many demands on your time because, hey, look, it's either just you or a small team trying to do a lot of stuff, and you've only got so much time. And the other thing is that you're sort of trying to learn all this new stuff, right? You know your core expertise, whatever it is that you do, whatever your business is built around, you know that. That part's the easy part. But what about all the stuff that you've had to learn? Like for me, that was learning how to do accounting or client acquisition. You know, I knew about a little bit about client acquisition from prior jobs, knew a little bit about sales, contracts, etc. But you know, it's very different when it's your own business than it is working for someone else. So you've got to learn all these new methods, come up with all these new systems. I mean, there's just so much stuff to do. And in talking with other folks who are running small businesses or startups or creatives trying to build a business around their art, this is one of the biggest challenges, is trying to pick the things to do that are the right things in the right sequence, focusing on the things that are the most important. I mean, this stuff is really hard to do. But this is why efficiency is incredibly important. And the way that I look at it is that content strategy, if done properly, actually makes you more efficient. And it's one of the chief complaints that I get when I talk to folks who are thinking about doing this, or, hey, I need to do content marketing. I've been thinking about sort of implementing content strategy. But one of the complaints is always, look, I don't have time to be writing new content. I got a business to run. I hear that all the time. And while I have some sort of sympathy for it, what if the act of writing new content actually takes less time or makes you more efficient than sort of playing catch up all the time, you know, building out new content each time someone asks you for it, right? So think about this. Every time you write an email to a customer, every time you write an email campaign, every time you write an ad piece, every time you write a press release, all that is creating content. And if you've got a system in place that's sort of built around a content strategy, you can actually make more than one use out of this content. You can reuse these pieces. Now, of course, you're not going to be able to take a press release and just turn that into an email. It's going to take some contextual sort of massaging and, you know, make it into something that's different and fits in the context where you're going to deliver it. But you don't have to start from scratch every time. And if you think about it, one, that makes you more efficient. But also, there's another really big thing here too, which is, you know, what if you were to set up your site where you had a set of what I call cornerstone content that helps you answer your customer questions, the ones that come up over and over again, right? If you have this set up in advance, you do this properly, a little planning, a little strategy up front, and you have all this content ready, then think about this. Next time that question comes up in the normal flow of events, you know, you're running hard, trying to keep up with everything, and you don't have to sort of stop and interrupt your flow. You can answer the question via one link. You don't have to, you know, type up a new email, send this around to your sales team. You have an answer to that, and it's available via one click. And think about this. It's also your best articulation of the answer to that question. I mean, that's really powerful. You have that at the ready. Now, of course, this only works if these are recurring questions, but you can see the sort of rhythm in the way that this stuff appears in your business. And this just makes you more efficient. And of course, that's just one example. This, you know, if done right, this can help treat a number of different issues that you have. And this is why I always say that content is an investment in a business asset, a reusable business asset that actually makes you more efficient. Now, if you're just starting out, I get the resistance. I don't have time to produce content. Where am I going to find the time? I'm too busy running my business. All those objections, I get that. But if you can see this through my eyes, through a content strategist, and you look at, you know, down the road, once you've actually spent the time as an investment, right? You've actually invested the time. It's not just a cost, meaning, you know, hey, look, I spent time writing this content. I can't get that time back. I burned the time. It's over. It's not like that if you go in with a strategy and a plan. I often say start with, you know, 4 or 5, 6 pieces that you think you can make use of over and over and over again. That's one of the simplest ways to get started with this, and it can make you more efficient. And if you see that outcome, then it makes it worth investing the time in creating this good content. But here's the thing. None of that's important unless that content is incredibly useful to the customer or your prospective customers. Everything has to be focused on your customer. And sometimes the backside of this is sometimes we get so hung up on pumping out content, keeping up with this, you know, keep this stream going, keep your social media churning. You know, we end up feeling the pressure to just continually create. And, you know, it starts to sort of make the content or the stream a little thin on quality. That's a huge danger that you want to avoid, as you might imagine. But really, what we should be doing is focusing purely on the customer. What is it that your customer or prospective customer needs? What is the issue that you can solve for them? What is the problem that you can solve for them with your content? Now, this I've been thinking about a lot just in terms of, you know, these two things that have sort of paired up, you know, being more efficient, focusing on the customer. And I kind of, you know, I've started to think about this and pulled together sort of a half dozen topics or so that are specifically related to serving your customer better. And this right here is going to be the subject, I think, of the next series of podcasts. I want to sort of get into everything from, you know, getting your first customer, huge milestone if it's a brand new business, making sure you got the right customers involved, also making them feel involved and invested in your business, right? You know, so that at some point they're not just customers, you can actually convert them into advocates for you, which, you know, I say this over and over again, but that's the only way that your business will be able to grow at scale. And really, this is the advantage that's available to you as a small player. And big companies don't have this advantage. This is all yours if you take advantage of it. If you sort of understand the buying process for your particular customer in your market or your market segment, and then you tune your content to guide your prospective customer down the customer's journey, as it's called. Now, if you know that, and you can sort of be nurturing your customer down this, you know, down the funnel towards that outcome, that intended outcome, huge advantage to you. And like I said, big companies don't really have that the same advantage that you do in this regard. You are the one who can lean closer to your customer, right? Your customer is there with you the business owner. They're close to the core of your company. They feel invested. They feel involved, right? It's all about your customer and making them feel a part of what you do in your business. Yeah, hey, look, you're trying to solve a problem for them. You're trying to solve that together, if you will. They come to you because you can help them with their outcomes. So they really, I mean, you can get really close to your customer. And anyway, I would like to just sort of go through a series of pieces and really explore this in greater detail. Now, it should be a lot of fun, and what I'd urge you to do is subscribe if you haven't already so that you don't miss it. You know, from what I can tell, most of you seem to be getting your feed from one of two places, either directly from iTunes and, of course, via Twitter. I've got just a great crowd on Twitter, really active. Just really appreciate the conversations I have there. It's a great channel for me. I get a lot out of it. And it's been nice to see my listenership, you, has been increasing steadily. I can see the numbers going up, which has been really gratifying because, you know, if there's anything that I can assume, it means that you might be getting something out of this, which is why I do it. I mean, I want to see you succeed by making use of these somewhat new methods. Some of you who are listening, I know just by the comments and feedback, are seasoned pros, which is cool. And some of you are brand new to this. But whatever it is, the thing that's interesting about it and the thing that I find to be fascinating is that it's different for everyone, for every business, for every marketer, for every customer. The fingerprint is different for every single situation, which means that it's up to you to figure it out on your own. And really, all I can do is offer you my perspective, you know, maybe a little inspiration, maybe a little encouragement with the knowledge that I have too. But look, it's all out there for you. There's nothing stopping you. If I can offer you a little bit of knowledge, what, you know, strategy, tactics, and some encouragement, maybe some inspiration. I mean, look, if I can do that for you, I'm absolutely honored. Okay, so we'll start next week with this little series focused on the customer. Really hope to see you there. And in the meantime, keep the questions and comments coming. Really appreciate that. And above all, keep running. Your customers, your readers, your listeners, your viewers, they're all depending on you. So keep doing what you're doing, connecting with them, serving them, providing value, solving their problems. It's all awesome. Just keep at it. All right, until next week, thank you very much.